Welcome to the Celtic Geek, the town crier for both kinds of entertainment, Celtic and geek. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and I was a regular listener of Casey Kasem's American Top 40 back in the late 80s. Please don't judge me. I love that show. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. I just got a new audiobook this week. It's called Quiet: The Power of Introverts in a World That Can't Stop Talking by Susan Cain, who, if you ever get a chance to see her TED Talk on this very topic, being an introvert in a talkative world, check it out. It's a really fantastic TED Talk. I think it's one of the most popular ones, actually, that came out. It's actually got me, once again, thinking about the whole introvert-extrovert thing, and realizing I got an email from Erin, who is hi Erin. She was another introvert who wrote in for my comment last week where I was saying, hey, please send in your comments. I'd love to know what you think of the show. And she said, loved it. And it just got me thinking about the whole introverted world. I've been looking at the idea of restarting up my Bard's Choir music marketing newsletter. I published that in, I started in 2000, maybe 1999, and then published it on into like about 2000, well, regularly until about 2001. Then I started, it was intermittent, and I've been threatening to put all those articles into an ebook for other music marketers. But then I got this idea what I really should do is do a music marketing for introverts book. Because as I think about all the introverted, when I think about music marketing, it's like music promotion. There's a huge emphasis on just about every music marketer who writes. Even my favorite, I think, Bob Baker, who I think is an introvert. They all talk about, networking and talking, interacting with people. There's nothing about, those of us who just want to sit in our nice little studios and do what we do best, make music and produce content for people. And, I do my talking, yes, but it's through mediums like this. So I thought it would be a really cool idea for a book, music marketing for introverts. I don't know. We'll see if I end up coming through with it, because I don't feel, and I know it certainly helps. Don't get me wrong. I think it helps to be an extrovert and go out there and talk to people. And to network, be good at networking. Honestly, that's a really powerful skill. And occasionally I can get in the mood, the mindset to do that. But it's out of my comfort zone. It's not what I do best. And I feel like we should do what we do best rather than have to cater ourselves into extroverted characteristics, extroverted world, worldview. I don't think that's necessary. The book here, Quiet, talks about schools, everything. Yes, Tootie. About schools and such being all about, it's all about, group projects or interacting and offices. They want you to work together as a group. And we introverts frequently prefer our time alone, working by ourselves, time to think, time to plan, and take our time to responding. And I feel like, when I was growing up, I had the toughest time accepting that. I think back to college when I remember, I don't know if I ever told you this, but when I was in college, my sister, she's much younger than I am, 16 years younger than I am, and one day she was I think she was about 3 years old, and my parents were trying to put her down for bed, And she said, oh, I'm not tired. I don't want to go to sleep. And I laughed. I said, ah, kids, so funny. And then in college, there it was, Saturday night. It was 12:30. And I think I had, because of who I am, the way I interact with the world, and because I'm an introvert, I had walked the University of Texas at Austin campus. I walked all the way to the South Mall, into the student union, downstairs to the rec, I don't know if it's still there, but they had, you know, bowling and pool and all that stuff. I didn't feel like doing any of that stuff. I just walked over there looking for something, thinking I needed to look for something instead of doing something, you know, on my own. Felt like I needed to reach out and interact with people because I was by myself. And then I walked back home and sat down and thought, man, I don't want to go to bed. And then immediately the two and two clicked together. And I thought, wow, we never really grow up. But it's part of it that we just didn't grow up, or part of it is that we have our own conceptions of how things are. Anyways, that's what quiet is to me. And I guess I have news and such. I should talk about that. But the show is sponsored by Audible, so go check out this book. You can get it through Amazon or Audible, and so far it's great. I love it. So last week I finished Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. Everything is done. I actually meant to order the albums on Friday, but then I had credit card problems, so I'll be ordering it today. And they will be. I was also going to order stickers. Get those stickers into the house so I can get those. These are the download stickers. Oh, I did order a whole bunch of download stickers. I mentioned a while back that I was looking at doing, you know, having down, you get a free download of an album that you buy from me in person. And I created a method. I just don't like how it was. They were little cards, you know, business cards that had, you know, download card. And instead, I decided I was going to do a download stickers, because I ordered some from CD Baby and I liked how they worked. They look good, and there's, you know, album cover size. They're not something tiny, and it's like a real product, you know. But it's a bonus for anyone who buys a CD. You know, you buy a CD, you get a free sticker as well as a download card. Boom, boom. That just sounds awesome to me. So that's the reason I ordered a whole bunch from a bunch of different albums, and I'll have those at future shows, probably starting in July, maybe Gen Con in August. But the Sci-Fi Drinking Songs is all done, and I will be fulfilling those orders in the weeks to come. So stay tuned for that. I'll let you know how it progresses. I was thinking, so yesterday I set up my Patreon account. It is now complete. This is for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I've been looking at alternate ways of, you know, raising a little bit of money for the podcast, help cover expensive server costs. And yes, I do have a wonderful fan club, the Songhengers, who are awesome and help support the podcast. But I decided I was going to do another one, and this one would be just dedicated to for the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And it's a you know, level by level method, and I like it. I like how it came out. I'm very, very happy with it. So it's all set up. It's all ready to go. Oh, and Patreon, if you're not familiar with it, it's basically, instead of, you know, like Kickstarter, where you raise a certain amount of money to pay for certain things, Patreon, what it is you can make a donation basically per episode or whatever. And I set it up so it's per episode. So, you know, for $1 a month, you can, you know, or $1 per episode, rather, you can support my Patreon. And now I'm doing some shows, so it's a little bit of money, shows your support for the podcast, and it also helps, you know, pay for some of my bills and whatnot. And so I'm really happy with how it's come along. Now it's ready to go, and we'll see what happens. I reach out a little. I know I reach out a little too often, asking for help. But I create a lot of content, and you know, I got to figure out ways to pay for that time that I spend on it. For instance, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is now a weekly show. But you know, I got to thinking, what I'd really love to do. That one of these vain dreams is to be able to help push an independent Celtic artist to the top of the charts on anywhere. Let's say Billboard. I think Billboard would be pretty brilliant, but I would go for anything, you know, iTunes or Amazon. And I mean top. I mean, I'm talking like, you know, just imagine a top 20 Celtic artist from this podcast. You know, I mean, that would be totally. Now, don't get me wrong. I think it'd be awesome if it was my music, but I think it'd be awesome just to help any Celtic artist do that. And I look through the ones that I know, and there's a wide variety out there. And I don't necessarily think that a folk artist like most of what I'm doing would actually succeed at that. But I think it would be awesome. So to get maybe the Elders. Enter the Haggis is doing some stuff. Listen to their newest album. I think I featured them on the newest podcast. Yeah. And you know, they're a bit of rock and a bit of almost not quite pop, but it's definitely some Celtic rock in there. And they did it really well. I think that's the type of an artist that could potentially top the charts with the help of, you know, people like me and you and all that. So I'm going to look into that as an option of how to pull that off in the future. In the meantime, I should finish up this podcast. But first, I want to let you know that this weekend I will be at Play On Con just outside of Birmingham. And it's going to be awesome. So come on out. And I have a show on Friday night at 8 p.m. And I think I should have another one hopefully on Saturday. But we'll haven't gotten the date yet or the time or anything. That's all. If you want to send me feedback, email me, slancha@markgunn.com. You can also post in the show notes. And, of course, I would still love your reviews on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever. And I also have a mailing list. If you want to find out more about me and things that come from my voice that I promote and whatnot, sign up to the mailing list. I think you'll like it. That's all. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Slancha.